This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
I'm Alex Healy and you're listening to Eastside 89.7. Welcome to Breaking Waves, the show that smashes stereotypes, dispels stigmas and dives deep into stuff that really matters and topics that aren't on mainstream news. We don't just skim the surface. We get stuck in, challenge the norms and have a good time while we're at it. Now tonight, we're tackling the big question and the weird ones too, from the hidden risks of wireless radiation that are coming from our cell phones to the latest studies on vaping and smoking, plus a shocking new study on how Coca-Cola is decreasing your lifespan. Bad news if you've got a fridge full of them. Oof, that's coming up next. We'll cut through facts versus fiction, break down the science in a way that actually makes sense, and even throw in some fun, unexpected twists. Because let's be real, the world's serious enough already. So whether you're listening in your car, on your couch, or sneakily at work, stay with me because we're about to shake things up. This is Breaking Waves. Let's kick the show off with some Lola Young. This is Messy on Eastside.
You know I'm impatient, so why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like -4 degrees? And I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be?
Is that not allowed?
Lola Young with Messy here on Eastside 89.7. If you are a big Coca-Cola drinker, I have some bad news for you. Sorry. A University of Michigan study that has been released suggests that each serving of Coke can cut about 12 minutes off your life. Oh my God. Why am I not surprised? What are in those drinks? They like light up your brain. Well, the researchers warn of the long-term health risks linked to ultra-processed drinks. This obviously brings into question sugary beverages as a whole. Would the study make you rethink your drink choices? I don't think it would change anyone's drinking habits when it comes to Coca-Cola. I mean, we all know that how bad alcohol is for us. Kills brain cells, changes our mood, shortens our life, causes all sorts of diseases. But we still drink it anyway. On the topic of beverages, good news for coffee lovers out there. Kind of exciting local news. The list for the world's 100 best coffee shops is out, and one of our own took out the top spot. Sydney's Toby's Estate Coffee Roasters in Chippendale has been named the world's best coffee shop for 2025. Congrats, guys. I'm in complete shock, though. I would have thought Italy. If we're talking about the whole world, surely Italian coffee. Like, especially, okay, Italy does food, drinks, and fashion better than everyone else, in my opinion. Except for steak. Obviously, Australian beef is the best. But the ranking considers factors like coffee. They looked at their food quality, their sustainability, and customer service, using both public and expert opinion. So this is pretty solid. Congrats on Toby's Estate Coffee Roasters in Chippendale. Other top-ranked cafes were located in Vienna, makes sense, Melbourne, Oslo, and Arkansas. That is so random. It's like in the middle of nowhere in the US. Congrats. You're not here to listen to me babble on about soft drinks and coffee. You're here to listen to some music. I know we've got some Tate McRae coming up, so I'm thinking of throwing it back with the classic 60s boy band. No, not the Beatles. A better band, the Beach Boys. Disagree with me, I dare you. Jokes, we love everyone here on Breaking Waves. You're listening to Alex Healy on Eastside.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around.
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
They are so good. You're listening to Breaking Waves here on Eastside 89.7 with your host, Alex Healy. We're diving into a topic that's making waves. Vaping. Let's get into it. but there are around 35 million people in the world who use e-cigarettes. 35 million. What? I'm sorry. Yeah, you heard that right. 35 million people. God, the medical industry is going to be, earning so much money from all the lung cancer and all the stuff that's going to happen to all these people in 10 years' time. But what's even more concerning, let's bring it into Australia. Our kids, I'm 23, but one in five 18 to 24-year-olds are currently vaping. And that was like last year. What is it this year? One in five. Come on, bro. Come on, guys. It's one in 20 in the US. Actually, that is people overall. That's sad. But you know what's even scarier? There's recent studies that are shedding new light on the potential risks of vaping. A comprehensive study led by Dr. Stanton Glantz analyzed over 100 peer-reviewed studies on e-cigarettes. Honestly, the findings are eye-opening. We know that cardiovascular and respiratory risks come with smoking regular cigarettes and e-cigarettes, vapes. But e-cigarette users face risks of heart disease, stroke, asthma, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease more compared to traditional smokers, as in regular cigarettes, traditional smoke. What? So notably, those who smoke both vapes and cigarettes, known as dual users, are at an even higher risk. I knew that one day, all those people who were saying, vapes are better than cigarettes, would have the book thrown at them. No, honey. Stop killing your insides. They're not. They're the same, we thought. Turns out they're worse. Also, the issue with vapes is you can vape wherever. Literally, kids are vaping in the classroom. People are vaping at work. I'll see like the under the desk, behind the laptop, you know, real low-key. And it smells nice in a cancerous kind of way. So it is an issue. It's easier to disguise. You don't have to, you know, take a break, go outside, have that horrific smell on you. If there are any vaping kids listening, let's do a little fact versus myth, shall we? Vaping is just breathing in water vapor. Who thinks that? Clearly enough people think that for health, New South Wales Health, to put that on their website. That is, guys, come on. Oh, we're supposed to be smarter than this as a population. Fact, okay, that's the myth, this is a fact. The substance produced by vapes is an aerosol which contains tiny particles. This includes over 200 chemicals, including some that are known to cause cancer. Boom. Next myth. Vapes without nicotine aren't harmful. Oh my God, I'm losing faith in society. Fact. Most of the health effects from vaping come from the chemicals in the e-liquid, whether nicotine is there or not. In fact, most of the chemicals are from the flavorings. If artificial flavors in lollies are bad for your health, bro, imagine what like vape flavoring. Imagine how bad that is. Another myth. My vape doesn't say it has nicotine in it, so it's safe. Fact. The labels on most vapes cannot be trusted. I repeat, cannot be trusted. When they have been tested, almost all vapes labeled as non-nicotine had high levels of nicotine in them. And can I just say, side note, that the vapes, they come out of factories in China where the workers at this disposable vape factories test up to 10,000 vapes a day. So there's video footage on the internet, just look it up, where they'll like grab a bunch of vapes and they have to test them. So they suck on all of them. Oh, so gross. So then, ugh, yuck. And then they package it and then boom, it's off around the world. It is so disgusting. Just look up Chinese factory workers test up to 10,000 vapes a day. It's so disturbing. If you're someone who does want to quit, you don't know where to start, write down this number for the quit line. This is just the best place to start. Or talking to a family, friend, just having someone there to keep you accountable and to listen to you. But quit line number 137848. 137848. I've also got a fun new study to share here. Researchers gave volunteers fitness tests, which measured things like blood flow to their brains. Results show that long-term users of vapes and e-cigarettes are equally at risk of dementia, heart disease, and organ failure as regular cigarette smokers. This is because of damage to artery walls and reduced blood flow. Anyone listening out there who smokes, it's not cool. It is not cool. It's chat, okay? We want you to live a long, happy, healthy life, okay? It's not cool. You're not being cool. Do not smoke. Go get a nicotine patch. Go get some nicotine gum. What concerns me about the statistics of kids that smoke in Australia, it has surged in the population amongst young Australians. Recent data indicates that approximately 14% of individuals aged 12 to 17 have tried e-cigarettes, and 32% of them are unaware they are inhaling nicotine. I'm sorry, but kids, what do you think you're inhaling? Water vapors? Okay, I don't want to sound too harsh. I'm starting to sound like Joe Rogan. What are some strategies to help the urge to vape? Carry a snack around. Not an apple or a banana like they suggest, fruit, whatever. It's got to be sugar. For me, I don't vape, but I love chocolate. I love it. So instead I'll have some like yucky vegan alternative. Ugh. But that slowly helped me get off the bad chocolate and onto like a healthy alternative. So honestly, have like some Cadbury on standby, have some junk, because honestly it's better to have junk than to vape. Oh, they're both as bad as each other, but obviously one is going to kill you quicker. Vaping, nicotine. Getting active, running, walking. If you're not into activity, not into working out, try deep breathing, meditating, relaxing, okay? Meditating is not for everyone, not for me. If you have ADHD, don't be surprised if you struggle to meditate. Distracting yourself, really helpful. Talking to a friend, playing a video game, listening to, audiobook, listening to music, having a little dance party. That is just great. Solo dance party, put on some like really good tunes and then just like let out all your energy. In conclusion, honestly, whilst vapes might seem like a safer alternative, emerging research suggests there are just too many risks. It's not worth it. Quitting is a process. It'll be hard. Nicotine is the most addictive substance. But call the quit line on 137848. And remember, you got this. This is Tate McRae with Stupid on Eastside.
Only think about him on the weekdays and weekends. Only in the mornings and evening. Only when I wake up and sleeping. Oh my God. Should've read the warning on the label. I don't step or see with caution, but I won't. Guess I'll do it often. I know I'm already gone. It's sad but true. I'd go to hell and back if I could go there with you.
about something we all use every single day, our phones. We scroll, we stream, we text, we call, and yeah, we basically live on these things. But have you ever stopped to think about wireless radiation and the wireless radiation that they emit? And most importantly, should we be worried about it? So I went down a bit of a rabbit hole on this, and here's what I found. I am no professional when it comes to this, but the internet is a great place. However, it can be a dangerous tool for a lot of misinformation. So it's important to do your own research and also check the sources that you get your information from, so you don't become, you know, a massive conspiracy theorist. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The big question, do cell phones cause cancer? They are a part of our lives. They're our second hand. So that's what I want to know. Well, according to the organizations like the National Cancer Institute, research is still ongoing, and there's no definitive proof that your phone is giving you a one-way ticket to trouble. But, and it's a big but, some studies do suggest a possible link between long-term high exposure to radiation from phones and an increased risk of certain types of brain tumors. The key word here is long term. So they're talking possibly decades. No need to freak out now. Now, what emits more radiation, Wi-Fi or cellular data? Because if Wi-Fi is, you know, the biggest issue, then boom, yeah, I'll use data all the time. But turns out cellular data generally emits more radiation because your phone has to work harder to maintain a connection. So especially in areas where the signal is weak, the outback or in a basement, you know, a stable Wi-Fi connection, on the other hand, tends to use less power to emit lower radiation levels, which makes total sense. But don't freak out, because both are still, considered well below safety standards. And I wonder how much money Samsung and Apple and the phone companies had to pay for that to, like, be said. Anyway, I reckon there's definitely more danger than what they're leading on. But there's the AirPods. They are the super convenient alternative to having headphones with a cord. Oh my gosh, going cordless is the best. But obviously with cordless, it's wireless, there's Bluetooth, you know, that's where this little issue comes in. But we use them all the time. Unfortunately, they do emit radiation too. The differences, honestly, AirPods use Bluetooth, which is a lower energy form of radiation compared to cellular data, so 5G, 4G. But since they sit inside your ears, so close to your brain, some experts suggest limiting long-term exposure, just in case. But here's the thing, Apple actually has safety guidelines to reduce exposure, but most people don't know about them. If you dig into your settings or the fine print in your terms and conditions, you'll find that Apple recommends keeping your phone, quote, at least 5 millimeters away from your body instead of carrying in your pocket, using hands-free options like speakerphone or wired headphones, and avoid using your phone in areas with weak signals because your phone works harder to emit more radiation when it's struggling to connect. Look, some of these are just completely unavoidable. And honestly, I think the harsh reality is that the link between cell phones and brain tumors remains controversial. But there are some concerning findings that can't be ignored, like the World Health Organization, WHO, and the International Agency for Research in Cancer, IARC, clarify radio frequency radiation from phones as possibly carcinogenic, same category as lead and engine exhaust. That means there's evidence suggesting a risk, but not enough to prove causation. I'm choosing to believe this. I do not want to be in denial anymore, because if this happens to be true in the future, I refuse to be a statistic of a brain tumor case or a cancer case from you know, possibly too much cell phone use. So what can I do? What can you do? What can we do now to avoid it becoming an issue later in life? Honestly, simply a 1 meter charging cable is a great way to keep your phone at a safe distance whilst it's charging at night, and having it on airplane mode when you can. For me personally, at 10:30, I'll have my shows, I'll have my music downloaded that I need to like decompress and like calm down and chill. And then when it comes to actually going to bed, I turn it off airplane mode, have it a meter away from me, and have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth and data off in settings, and people can still call me if they need. Using speakerphone, Apple actually recommends that you use speakerphone instead of putting your phone to your ear. Concerning that the company that sells this prefers you keep the device away from your head during calls. Another one, avoid body contact. This is again in Apple's policy, terms and conditions. They recommend you keep it 5 millimeters away from your body. So don't carry it in your pocket or in your bra for the ladies. And honestly, at the end of the day, I'm not here to tell you to throw your phone into the ocean. But if some tweaks can help reduce your exposure without totally disrupting your life, then why not? I just recommend doing your own research. Look up electromagnetic radiation from, you know, Wi-Fi, cell towers, electronic devices, and how harmful they can be to your health. Look it up, do your own research, or completely ignore me and stay in denial. That's what I did most of my life up until a couple years ago when there were just studies coming out slowly. And then now, I mean, there's so much out there now from the World Health Organization. They're finally paying attention. Wireless radiation, electromagnetic radiation. So stay safe. Don't keep your phone anywhere near your important parts, you know, in your lap. Same with your laptop and your iPad. Just be mindful. And I hope you can take something away from this. You've been listening to Breaking Waves here on Eastside 89.7. I'm your host, Alex Healy. And next week, Shay and Jeff are back. So make sure you tune in next Monday at 6. Bye.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.